Today we're looking at part 3 of outcome 4.1. Pastors are often called upon to bring comforts to those who are suffering from some form of illness. How should you do that? Amongst the members of your congregation, there is almost always someone who is unwell, whether they are at home or have been admitted to hospital. Let's begin with your visit to a hospital patient, and again there are some very helpful tips in the book Answers to Pastors' Questions by Sugden and Wearsby. Get to know the staff of the hospital you visit. Visit at a time that is convenient to the patient and according to any rules set by the hospital. Find out from the front desk why the patient is there before you visit. Be determined to bring encouragement. Don't try to be a doctor. Don't diagnose or compare with other cases you've seen or know about. Leave medical matters to the staff. Share an appropriate scripture. Greet the other patients in the room and include them in your prayer. If they have visitors, ask them, "Would you mind if I prayed for us all?" Keep the visit short. What about visiting a sick person at home? Several of the above principles apply, but to these I would add the following. Make an appointment ahead of time. If you are visiting a person of the opposite sex, take your spouse or someone else with you, especially if the patient lives alone. Do not sit on the bed. The website belief.net adds, a sick person often has the television on, constantly, and may not even think about turning it down. Ask, "Are you watching a favorite program?" Usually a person will respond by saying, "No, just turn it off." Or use a more direct approach and say, "May I turn the TV off for a few minutes while we visit?" When you leave, be sure to offer to turn it back on again. Try to sit rather than stand. It means you're at the same level as the person in bed and you're not taking a superior stance. Dear facilitator, assess your students by asking them to tell you what these principles are.